It's the icing on the cake for finishing off that culinary center and the equipment that we need.
Texas State Technical College President Elton Stuckley's turn of phrase on a $1 million gift to the institution is appropriate. Students trained to become experts in baking cakes and pastries may be just one outcome of many of the expansion of the culinary arts program that the gift will make possible. The benefactors are Murray and Greta Watson through their Brazos Higher Education Service Corporation. Greta's name will adorn the new Culinary Arts Center, which will represent a huge expansion for the program, both in size and in scope. Mark Schneider is the Culinary Arts Department Chair.
To get three kitchens in a new building compared to one we're right doing now, and to up our enrollment from 200 to 350, to add in a baking program that we currently don't house right now. We do baking and pastry, but it's not an actual certificate or degree. We're going to be able to do that now, and that's the amazing part, to give more and more and more back to the students.
You know, the building that they were in was one of the buildings that was part of the old Air Force base. And the building, it was time for a new building.
Dr. Stuckley said the new programs made possible by the expansion directly helped the school's mission of ensuring the economic vitality of the Texas workforce. Schneider believes the gift will help persuade students to pick Waco for their culinary education rather than going to schools in larger cities.
This is going to allow us to really compete with our competitors up in Dallas and Houston and Austin and with their facilities. I mean, the way we cook is the way they cook. A saute is the same whether you do it in Dallas or you do it in Waco. You go to a Dallas facility and they've got the new ovens, they got the new stoves, they got the beautiful dining room. We have a very nice facility with what we're using, but this donation is going to put us on the map.
The gift is symbolic as well as tangible. Murray Watson was a state senator in 1965 when he proposed a bill that created TSTC, then known as the James Connolly Technical Institute. The new center is expected to be open for the spring semester in 2012. For KWBU News, I'm Derek Smith.